Hi, I'm Edward Cartwright. I'm a professor of economics at De Montfort University and director of the Institute for Applied Economics and Social Value.
And if you've completed the census, why was it important for you to fill it out?
I have completed the census. I think it's important for many reasons, really. I mean, first of all, we know that the data is very useful in policy and just informing us on what's happening in the UK, because it's such a comprehensive data gathering exercise that, you know, it's unique, really. And also it lasts 10 years. So, you know, if you don't do it this time, it's 10 years until you get the next chance to do it. And so there's that kind of gap of not being recorded. And I mean, the final thing is that in essence, you have to do it. It's it's an obligation. The government chases you up if you don't do it. And so I think it's just better to get it done earlier rather than be into the realms of being constantly chased to do it. So, I mean, it's a good thing to do, but then you kind of have no choice. So you better do it earlier rather than later.
And what do you hope to gain out of completing the census on a more personal level?
From a personal level, I think it's just being recognised. Because, I mean, obviously one person is a very small part of the aggregate data, but the thing that people don't necessarily understand is it's a very good way of tracking back through history, because I think after 100 years, the data becomes public. So if you want to track back for your ancestors and find out what your family was doing 100 years ago, then the census has all that data. And so, you know, I think that's from the record keeping point of view, that's obviously, I think, quite useful. You know, for me personally, I think it's just nice to be part of a big data collection exercise as well, because, you know, I mean, in my day job, I know that this informs policy and how we think. And so it's just nice to be a part of that.
And what changes do you think that having accurate census data is going to make to the wider Leicester community?
So I think that, I mean, that's the key question in a way, the important question. And I think, so I mean, in my job, I see just how important the census data is. And I think maybe a lot of people don't understand that. Because it gives us a very detailed snapshot of what's happening in Leicester. And then that informs the policy for the next 10 years. So that the kind of things that it will pick up are things like unpaid care. So that's, you know, people looking after friends, relatives in the household. It looks at housing conditions. It looks at health. It looks at, you know, traveling to work. All of these kinds of things that then the policymakers can look at and react to. And so it's incredibly important that we have the accurate data. Because if certain communities or certain demographics don't show up on the census, then, they don't show up in the policy making because, you know, they're not there on the census. So it's incredibly important that we have a fully representative picture of what's happening in Leicester. Mm-hmm. And the census is a real chance to spot things that go missing. So things like, you know, care in the household or poor housing conditions, they often go under the radar because, you know, they're in the household, nobody sees them. So the census is the one chance to see what's really happening across Leicester and then to let that inform the policy.
What do you think are some of the challenges or fears that people might have about filling out the census?
I guess there's a couple. One, that it's some kind of government, you know, big government data exercise. So I think, you know, reassurance that it's done by the Office for National Statistics, that essentially are independent of government, and you know, they're really good at what they do. And it is just collecting data. It will be anonymous for 100 years. So, you know, you don't need to fear how that data is going to be used. And so you know, there's going to be no chasing up of people because of what they said on the census. That just doesn't happen. So there's no need to fear filling it in. But I think for a lot of people, it will be the time and effort that it takes to fill it in, which, you know, I understand because it is time. People are busy. People have got lots of other things to do. So why should I spend half an hour filling this in? But, you know, whether you do the online form or the paper form, you know, it doesn't ask so much information. And definitely, you know, if you give yourself half an hour, you should be able to do it in that time. So I think it's, you know, just it is a valuable exercise. So just getting on doing it.
Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts for somebody who might be listening to this and haven't filled out their census?
I'd say fill it in simple terms, you know, because that's the way your voice is heard. And I mean, I do know that policymakers try, in the most part, to do the best thing for the community. But in order to do that, they have to know what's going on in the community. And this is your chance. Well, it's one of the chances. There are others, but this is one chance to say what's happening to you and what's your circumstances are. And then that can, you know, feed into policy for many years to come.